If the stories of Britain's affluence and American independence were boiled down to one single commodity, it has to be the humble, ubiquitous tea. Although all of it first came from China, India is where the money to buy it came from. Sometime in the 18th century, this cash cow came down with a famine that killed two things: 10 million Indians and Britain's grip on the New World. This story explores how and much more. You are listening to India Uncharted, History You Missed in Class, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. Europe stepped into the 17th century with an abundance of commercial activities. A vast new world was just opening up for unbridled trade and exploitation. Many were about to get very rich. Europe looked to the east. Britain looked to the west. There were opportunities everywhere. Contrary to popular notion, Britain didn't enjoy a head start on the colonization game. The Dutch were already in on it, as were the Portuguese, the French, and the Spaniards. But now it was determined to catch up. Queen Elizabeth I granted a charter to a group of merchants keen on colonizing the East, more specifically China and India. What resulted was a monopoly on all British trade in India and East Asia for a company called the London East India Company. This proved wildly successful. In time, another group of merchants decided to hop on the gravy train and received a charter as the English East India Company. British coffers started bursting at the seams. By the 1700s, the two companies had merged into one as the United Company of Merchants trading to the East Indies, later renamed the East India Company. Around the same time as the London East India Company, other charters were also given out. These were to companies looking westward. Two of these were the Plymouth Company and the London Company. They were to explore, colonize, and exploit for trade a whole new world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?